The show is made possible in part by its supporting sponsors. Blue Otter Power Group of Companies, Joe's Discount Tire, and AskGuy.ca. I am sitting in a space right now that I didn't even really know existed, so I'm so happy to be sitting here in this room, but you probably recognize this gentleman, and if you don't, you're in for a treat, let me tell you. And I'm just proud to say we've been friends a long time. Fabian Zagudo,
how are
you doing, my friend? I'm like, well, shh, don't say how long. We're the same age.
Yeah, we just found that out today.
Right? You look younger, though, I gotta say.
Listen.
I show it here, I always show it here.
Well, I got the gray hair and I shaved this, but I always tell people is I look at my lines, and my mom's almost 80, and I always say I don't have wrinkles, and a lot of my buddies.
Yeah.
First thing we notice is either you always notice with people our age, weight gain, grayness, or the wrinkles, right?
Right.
Things you notice when you age.
I have a bunch of all of the above.
Hey, I wanted to say one thing. I remember the bar, this is back in the day.
Yeah, here
to,
we go.
Fat Mo's, it was called.
Yeah.
When I think Nige came to do, it was for you. He dressed up in a gorilla outfit.
Oh, he did. Oh my gosh, I forgot. That was he did a dance.
Yes.
I got a lap dance was, from a gorilla.
Yeah, at Fat Mo's.
And he was, yeah.
That's where Pickers Alley is right now, I think.
Yeah, well, it was next door, where the bank is, was Fat Mo's, and there was a pizza place there.
And this is weird. Although, Nigel, that's how I always remember the association of how I think I first got to know you was that night.
Yeah.
That's like 20-something years
ago. I forgot all about that, but as soon as you brought it up, it's clear as day now.
Yeah.
Let's jump right in. We got a lot to talk about, but you know, you brought up your brother Nigel, who passed several years ago.
Now, did you work with him at the casino?
No, I never worked at the casino.
No, but you knew all the.
I just knew. I was the karaoke guy, so okay, I was in all the bars. Yeah.
But a lot of the guys knew.
Oh yeah, for sure.
And that's the connection. I always thought you. I don't know, it was pool night, like Q night, or.
Well, I knew the guys from the pool league. I always followed. There was a team in particular that I followed all the time, and of course they were the Fat Mo's team at the time. And I did karaoke. But listen, we're not talking about me. I want to talk about you. Come back to your brother. Just before we started this, I asked if we could share that. And please.
Miss him.
Sure.
We're a year apart, year and 2 months. Mm-hmm. Good guy, just lost his way.
Yep.
Like I think most of us do.
Mm-hmm.
Passed just before he turned 50, which we're, you know, above that.
Yeah.
But I think he's at a better place. You know, but he never got married. I think he just lost direction. Great guy. Like fun.
He was. Everybody loved him. Love Nige?
Yeah. Battle addiction. That was the thing. And, you know, you see a lot of that here in our community.
Certainly.
And I'm very passionate with that as well. Like helping with River City and, you know, you see the other side. But, yeah, great guy. Great guy. Changes your life when you lose someone close. You have brothers and sisters?
I do. I have an older sister, So, you know, we've established a friendship that we didn't have before. Mm-hmm. We're 7 years apart. She's older. She's going to go, thanks, bro. She doesn't even watch. But, next to my wife, she's my best friend, right?
Go.
So if I were to lose her, for sure. So that, I mean, obviously had an impact on you.
Oh,
But in what way?
I think it's like, I think you just said it, best friends. You don't know, I think, my opinion, you don't know it's your best friend. You don't know what you've had till you lose it.
Yeah.
Right? So growing up, Hyde Park, shout out to Hyde Park, shout out to Northern. Those were our schools.
Yeah.
Okay. People got us confused because we looked similar. Even as we age, we both got bald similar times.
You both got called each other's names all the time.
So he'd be golfing. We were both big into golf. He'd be at Huron Oaks. And people come up, hey, how's the insurance gig going? And he'd be like, no, that's my brother. I'd be golfing and be like, hey, how's that Texas Hold'em going, right? Confusing us that way, you know what I mean?
Did you ever just say, great?
Sometimes, to keep it, I'm about to hit my good driver.
Simple,
But I went off, I got married and had three kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I think for him, being the older brother,
mm-hmm.
whether that's a sign of success or moving on, you hit that stage when you kind of go this way.
Sure.
Right? Because now I'm busy. We had three kids in 5 years. Yeah. I have my business.
Different lifestyle.
Exactly. Now I sometimes say, hey, you know, there's that saying, what would Jesus do? I think people say that a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
I always find myself, what would, like tonight is Montreal, Toronto. It's okay. the opening of the NHL.
Yep.
And we were both from Montreal and diehard Habs fans. And we would watch that tonight together. So right. It's just something that little things happen in your life where you say, oh, what would I wish Nigel was here, or you sure. know, those kind of things, right?
Sure. So,
I mean, I only have one sibling, and it's now you feel, not that you feel orphaned, you feel alone, kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah. Plus, I have no relatives in Sarnia, too. Mm. So
okay.
It's kind of hard. Yeah.
Thanks for sharing that.
Yeah.
What, let's go back to the beginning as far as we can, I like to say. Like, where are you from originally?
I am what they say off the boat. So literally, but we off the plane. So immigration, I was born in Trinidad and Tobago, which is, if you know the Caribbean, you have all the islands, then yeah. it hits South America.
Okay.
We are the furthest southern island before the mainland of South America.
All right.
So right after us is Guyana and Venezuela
okay.
on the mainland. So 69, my dad came up here in 67 to Montreal. That immigration in the 60s was Montreal, not Toronto.
Right.
Okay, from the islands.
Yeah.
And his family won a lottery.
Oh.
So... not huge, it was 5,000 back in the 60s, and Trinidad wow, is still third world, was third world, so they gave him 1,000, I believe it was, to better his life. So he went to Concordia in Montreal, and first thing he did was bring my mother and me and my brother up in 69. And then we ended up in Sarnia, because he was an engineer, and they built one of the plants. So
oh, wow.
it was Union Carbide, but it's now Nova. More time.
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah. My dad worked there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Connection.
Right.
more plant. Yeah. yeah. I worked there for a summer, bro. And never again.
My dad was a process operator.
Yeah. Well, so was my dad.
And then he was Carbide. And then actually he worked at Dow and mm-hmm. left there and went to Carbide and then was still there when it was Nova. Yeah. So.
Is your dad still alive?
No. He passed a few years ago.
I bet
ago.
You they would have known each other.
Likely.
It's its own little city. Of likely. That's why I couldn't. I didn't like just going in there and you felt locked into that place. Like yeah. I had to go there to earn my money for university for one summer. I came out of there and said, nope, this ain't for me.
Right.
Just not for me. You know what
What'd
I mean?
What'd you go to university for?
Bachelor of Commerce. It was called the BCom degree. McMaster University.
Class oh, there
of
you
92.
Go.
Class of 92. loved it. I look back on that and wish I would have focused more. But
yeah.
We didn't have the internet, eh? I always say, if we had Google, man, I'd be a doctor. We yeah. had Google.
You still can be. There's probably a way how to do heart surgery on YouTube somewhere.
Do you remember microfiche in the libraries?
Geez.
Where you yeah. had to look up for your book? I remember, yeah. I said to my kids, I go,
we do Dewey Decimal System.
Yes.
Right? Yeah.
And so the microfiche was like cue cards to find these books. And you spend an hour trying to look for these books. Where yeah. you guys just go clickety click. Bam, it's right there.
I loved going to the library because yep. I could say to the teacher, I'm going to the library. And I could be gone for an hour and that was acceptable.
Yeah. yes.
Yeah.
That's a sign of how things have changed, though. You know what I mean? If you just look at...
Yeah. Are you glad... Seriously, though, do you wish you'd have been born in the internet age or are you glad you were born back when you... Do you know what I mean? Like, as far as technology goes?
You and I
Because you suck at technology, don't you?
I stink. But I'll tell you what you and I have that no one else will have. Our generation, meaning you and I,
yeah.
and a little bit older than us,
yeah.
we had the old phone system.
Mm-hmm.
You know, remember... was
really
call
long
waiting?
Cord.
Yes, everyone had it in their kitchen.
Call but waiting. Oh, my God. That was modern. That was huge technology.
Remember when that came in? You said, you can actually click and listen to yeah. the next... You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Episode of Seinfeld on that one. so we bridged the gap between technology of the old technologies... If you on Facebook, you'll see always people posting these stereo systems that you and I have.
Yeah. I've still got one.
Right? So we know the old to the new, and we were there when I remember having the first cell phone.
Yeah,
it was,
me too.
I just bought it to look cool.
Yeah.
It was like a big one, not the bag phone, but the big cell phone. Yeah. I walk around with it. I probably didn't even know how to use it.
I sold cell phones in the 90s.
And my favorite was always the Star Trek ones. Yeah. I love those things, man.
From Motorola.
Yes.
Like, they were about this big.
And they flipped, and I just felt cool with it. You know what
of
I mean?
Of course you were.
As opposed to these.
Now we want them bigger again.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
We want them really small to big again.
I remember the first iPhone. I was at Sharky's, and Chris, my good friend Chris, came and go, hey, babe, check this out. And I'm looking at this thing, iPhone 1. I don't know what they called it back
yeah.
then. I'm like, what is that?
What was the iPhone 3G? Yeah.
See, you know, and I remember looking at it going, that'll never
take off.
Right. Same thing with debit. So I own Cooperators.
Yes, right.
Here in town. It's insurance and financial. And I remember when the gentleman came in to install debit machine. And I looked at him and I said, what are you doing? He goes, oh, this is the future. So I was there on the first debit machine. I'm like, no one's going to use that, bro. You're putting in junk here.
Well, that's like the fax machine. Do you remember the fax machine?
Oh, bro.
Somebody asked me a question one time. They said, could you imagine being the first person to own a fax machine?
Well, we were.
No, but who are you going to fax?
Good point.
Everybody will have one.
It was probably the whole size of that cabinet right there. There's a smaller one there, right?
Probably.
Yeah. So we bridge technology, meaning we know before technology to this point, which our kids, like my kids are 24, your son's 23.
Yeah, yeah.
24, 22, and 19.
Wow.
And I say to them, how would your life be without these things?
Mm.
Like even, do you remember like a car? With the keys.
Oh yeah, totally.
Like remember you had one for the trunk and one for the ignition.
Yep.
And the trunk one worked for the door.
Right.
Is that right?
No, the trunk would work for the door. The square one was for the
ignition.
That was one was for everything else.
Yeah.
And you could replace a distributor cap by going to Canadian Tire, buying the right one and screwing it back.
Open my hood, I look in there and I'm like, it's like computer, like tech.
I don't even.
But we are that generation that will know. And then the sad thing is once our generation is gone and it's our kids, so your son is the same age as my kids, it's up to them to tell the stories we tell, like we're telling the stories of our grandparents. You follow me on that one?
100%.
That's how my brain works now, but that only comes through time.
Yeah, you know, like, well, I mean, even to, well, let's talk about the financial world, for example, to, managing finances to, let's say a mortgage, for example. Mm-hmm. My son would be happy probably to just go on his phone and apply for a mortgage at whatever bank and whatever, and it's okay to not meet somebody. Whereas, investment, I guess, is a better example for you, but...
You can parallel... What you just said there is exactly what I wrote down on the paper I gave you was how much it's changed.
Yeah.
Now, our kids, whether we want to say they're guilty of this or not, which we're at fault, it's less... human touch. It's
100%.
I'll say, hey, let's get dinner tonight. Yeah. They'll want to do apps. Yes, I want to go in the restaurant because I'm sociable. I like
meet people. We're relationship people.
Yep.
But business is relationship.
Yep.
And I teach it in my class. Remember two words, relationship and impact on those relationships, right?
Mm-hmm.
And to walking into a local restaurant, like I'll say Bad Dog, for example, Jason, and I'm happy to see him there, and he's happy to see me in there, and we'll come over and say hi, how's the kids, and all that stuff, and I think even the most introverted person needs that.
Some kind of interaction.
But there's that gap again, I think, happening with, again, I'll say to my son, your kids... Like, no, I just want to get on and get it done and carry on with my life. I wanted to order.
Quick.
I need something. I just go on Amazon and
well,
and
look, look at the creation
is
of...
Is that going to hurt us?
So I think it's twofold. So I own Cooperative since 1992.
Okay.
We're Canadian. I have the office in No Frills and one in Corunna. So how has it changed? Technology has totally changed it. Mm-hmm. Exactly what you're talking about. So we have this thing of call, click, and come in.
Mm-hmm.
So most people started with the 1-800 numbers. It was easier.
1-800. Okay. Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? Now it's everything is digital on your phone or your computer. And you're right. A lot of people want it, the gratification now to get it done now. Whereas we are becoming more advice-based.
Right.
You know, so I give a ton of advice, and I wish I had the credentials of a lawyer to bill people. But we don't. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, people say, hey, babe, I got a situation. Can you help me with that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I believe, like how you believe, help them.
You're always
on.
Yeah.
It might come back to you. You know what I mean? Yeah. What negative do you ever get from helping somebody? Has that been discovered ever?
Not to my knowledge.
Right?
So, I hope it's never discovered.
But going back to this thing is, are we getting away from too much tech?
Mm-hmm.
Look at a new car today. I'm scared to even... My good friend just bought a Kia.
I don't know. I think it's pretty cool. Actually.
It is cool. It's we're like in Star Trek, man.
It's like I want this thing to go... Just all those...
100.
I want a Transformer. That's what I want.
We're almost there, I bet you.
Right?
Almost there. But it's when is too much too much? Yeah. When does it hurt us? And I think we're seeing it because of mental health, right?
You read my mind. It's
huge. Yeah. And I'm not a doctor or a statistician to correlate these things, but you can just see it that what you just spoke about, interaction, human touch, being social. I bet you have more kids who are more introverted today than ever before.
100%.
Right? Or who game all the time.
Yeah.
I remember we grew up with Atari or Commodore 64. If you did an hour of that, you're good for the week. Guys do 3-4 hours a day.
Yeah.
You know?
And I would come to your house if you had the latest Atari.
Oh, bro.
Oh, that guy, he's got a better one than me. I'm just going over there. Oh my God, he's got a Commodore 64, not a VIC 20. You know,
The floppy disk.
Floppy disk. I remember tape drives. Are you kidding me?
Oh, right? Man. See, you say that to a kid today, they'll be like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
We bridge that.
They Google it.
Yeah.
And go,
yeah.
Wow. Yeah. I'm talking computer cards filled in. Wow.
The latest change that just happened this year for us, organizationally, because of COVID, was everyone had to realize that you had to be more adaptable if the economy or if they shut down again ever.
Yeah.
Right? So now, which is, look in, this is an office I have. Do you see a phone in here?
Now that I think about it, no.
So they discovered that your computer system, so we went to this new system called Genesis.
Okay.
So I go into my main office, I have 7 stations for people to work. There are no phones anymore. Everything's done through the internet and your computer.
Yeah.
So if anything ever happens, everything's on the computer. So makes you mobile.
Right.
So you can take it as long as you have Wi-Fi.
The cloud.
Yes. Heaven forbid if we ever lose that, right?
Right.
So that just happened this year. So you know how we're talking about, not that we're old, we're kind of, look how pleasantly young we are, how we date ourselves. And I things that happen, I'm saying I have 3 offices that have no phones. Imagine you telling me 20 years ago, you come into my office, hey, Fabe, I want to show you a new idea because in 20 years there'll be no phones.
Right.
Get out of here.
Yeah,
like, there's the door. Right. Like, what are you talking about?
Well, I remember selling cell phones. People, I'll never have one of those. Give me a break. And all they did was literally make a phone call.
That yeah. was it. See, I like that.
Yeah, yeah.
We had through co-op, we always have to go to try to be a step ahead. I went to a conference, I'm going to use 15 years ago, when they said, get ready for smart devices.
Yes.
Everyone's going to have at least, I'm going to use 5 smart devices in their house. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
The average today in Canada, I think, is up close to 20.
Yeah.
For well, smart, because everything's a smart device.
Betweens our Google Pucks or our Alexas and our Siris and our...
Your washing machine can be a smart device.
Everything. The fridge is going to tell you, hey, I know you're heading out to meet that guy for an appointment. Just so you know, you're low on milk. You should maybe stop at the variety store at the corner of blah, blah, blah. Like, it's all there, right?
It's smart device. And
don't get me started on AI, artificial intelligence.
Well, that's the next thing, right? That might even put us out of business.
I don't know. I mean, I'm happy. Some people are afraid of AI, you know, the whole control thing or whatever. But I mean, AI to me is used properly. It's a great tool. You know, the educational system is worried about it because of, you know, write me a 500-word essay on how to bounce a basketball, and it's done like that. But I can pretty much tell. I can go, hey, Fabe, you didn't write that. There's no way.
Right?
You don't even know that word right in there. So
2 times 2 is what?
Yeah, right. Yeah, so, yeah.
But you see, AI is causing fear.
Well, yeah, yeah.
Anything new and
right
innovative
now?
Yeah,
yeah. New and innovative. Yeah. I remember when, like, you know, like autocorrect came out on Word. You know, like or Word spelling, Grammarly used all the time that nobody cares about. That's fine. That's AI, right?
Well, similarly, we talk about my industry when I'm going to use this word wrong. The automatic car to drive.
Automation,
Like autonomous driving. There it is. Autonomous.
Oh, yeah, there we go.
So now, like, let me just say Nissan, they're the one that where you press a button and it'll parallel park for you.
Yes.
Most of them, my buddy who just bought the new Kia, pressed the buttons, and although it tells you to wake up, it will drive for you, turn and everything. You know what I mean? but you can't like allow it to do, like, you know what I mean? You can't allow it.
Yeah, but we're going to be, instead of stepping out on a bus, there'll be a drone out there.
Yes.
And it'll fly us over to the next stop.
That's.
I don't want to be the first guy to try it, because I don't want the Wi-Fi to go down. But you know what I mean? Like,
100%. Those are the, like, seminars, not so much in CERN, like, we'll go to seminars in Toronto where they talk about what's coming next that will impact your industry.
Well, you know what? Position yourself ahead of a trend before it becomes one.
Yeah.
I guess, and that's how you...
Well, are you going to be first at the table or the guy
something to say
barely gets dessert?
Because your competition is doing the same thing or trying to.
Right.
And there is something to be said for being first and moving along the way.
I bet you I can make them laugh. Watch, we're talking about innovation. Great DJ, I DJ. Ask us when we started. It's the biggest... I started with CDs.
So
that's, you probably started with
vinyl? We're the same age, but I DJed at a bar downtown, and we had cassette tapes and vinyl.
Yes.
And then at one point we had cassette tapes, vinyl, because you still couldn't get everything on everything.
All on one.
And then CDs, and then eventually we faded out.
I did the vinyl in my basement, but then when I got comfortable going public, it was CDs like this, and you had your books if people had requests.
Oh, yeah.
And now when I show people, like, whether you use a computer or sometimes
do
I use two iPods.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah. Like Spotify. Spotify's changed everything.
Yeah.
Unless you're doing what our good friend Nelly does, which is the mixing and stuff.
Yeah.
When I do weddings, it's people just want to hear good music and want to make a request.
Yeah, I never got into the whole beat mixing and whatever. Yeah. They just wanted a fade. And
yes, just fade into the next
song. They wanted
song.
Some energy in the room. And sometimes you talked on the mic and sometimes you didn't. Right. So, well, let's talk about that. Sorry, go ahead.
Two original DJs here, man.
Yeah, okay. I did it for... I could... But listen, I got a call the other day, actually, and somebody said, hey, Burroughs, you know, you did my wedding, and now my kid's getting married.
There you go.
Would you... And I was like, I appreciate you. If you put a gun to my head and said, name a top 40 song to save your life, I'd be like, pull the trigger.
Okay, so...
I'm still... I'm listening to my music now.
Yeah, classic rock.
Please don't play the Macarena. Really? Yeah. Darn. You know, like, but it's still relevant today, right?
We live parallel lives. I just DJed a wedding. First of my friends that we went to high school, kid got married, and they were honored. They go, Fabe, will you DJ this? So I said, 100%.
Yeah.
The reason why I like it is I keep up on the new music.
Yeah,
some of it I don't like.
Yeah.
But country's really big, which I love country.
Staying relevant, though.
Yeah, there it is. Stay relevant. And it's the same thing I wrote there. Like, as I'm approaching winding down the career, are you relevant? Are you still passionate? You know what I mean? And I love doing it. And I only do it by word of mouth. And I already have, like, 20 events booked for next year.
Yeah.
Just
I always did word of mouth, too. I know.
Yeah.
I dropped it because, you know, my life went in different directions for a while and did all this and that. And same with the karaoke.
Yeah.
I still get calls all the time, and I'm like, I just don't, like, sorry, folks, I just don't do karaoke anymore. It's not that I hate karaoke, but I did it full time for a living career for 25 years.
You know what's funny? People will come.
And some people never got better. You'd think after all this time, you sing the same song, you get better at it.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's fun.
People will meet me, couples will meet me at my office, and they'll go, I don't get this. You're going to DJ our wedding. Well, they called me.
Yeah.
And they go, you're an insurance financial guy? I go, gotcha.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
But it's a side hustle. It's a thing. I don't really go out to
you're
the bars
DJ
anymore.
Back in the day.
Yes.
Right?
DJ back in the day. And
you still have the glove?
Every gig. That's the thing. That's how I'm known for. It's
right?
The Michael Jackson glove. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Saw him in concert 3 times.
Really?
Yes.
What was that like?
Okay.
Well, three times, it must have been amazing.
It was, I was at, the first time was in Toronto at the CNE. I think I was 14, I was in grade 9. I think it was 50-something thousand people, which was equivalent to the population of Sarnia at the same time.
Yeah, right.
And,
right.
It's, isn't that something?
There's a perspective.
And I remember going back to Northern, and he wasn't popular in our community. So, if I would have said I went to see AC/DC.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? But I had to kind of shelter myself, like be in the closet about going to see Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Now I see it, because I still have, what do you call it, the program or the,
concert
book?
Yeah, yeah.
I said, I've seen him in concert. After I saw the Bee Gees in concert in Montreal.
Oh,
the Bee Gees, bro.
Cool.
Yeah, and ABBA. So, like all that genre music.
I've seen Barry Manilow, and he was amazing.
And you're singing in the public.
I know, right? Yeah. True. But, let's talk a bit about that, though. You know, you talk about, you wouldn't have said that out loud and everything. Mm. When you were here in Sarnia and in high school, et cetera, the culture was different.
100%, buddy.
How did you cope with that?
So I can just tell right away you're being very nice with the language, right? The culture is different, right?
Right. Yeah.
So class of 88 at Northern High School, the hallways were beaming with people. Like population wise, I think we had 2,000 students at the time.
Yeah.
You had to share for grade 9. You had to share a locker.
Yeah, that's so right. I remember that. Yeah.
Graduating class of 88. If I look in the yearbook, when I say there's three of us as what's the right term today of different culture,
yeah.
different. Ethnicity.
Yeah.
I could probably name me, Yadi, Virgil Hill, he was a good basketball player. Three or four of us. You look at the same book from a high school in Toronto of 1988, and it's probably
totally
multicultural.
Yeah.
You know, like different, whether it be white, yellow, red, black, brown, or it's just so much culture, right? What I've seen today, which I like, and it's probably a lot of different for older Sarnia people is we're getting more and more multicultural, but we're kind of behind the eight ball. Would you not agree?
Oh yeah, for sure. Like in the sense of like how we refer to it. Is that what you mean? Or just
how we refer to, or how we've come to see more culture.
Yeah. Right.
We look at the college, you're a part of the college. I'm a part of the college. You know what I mean?
See, I love it.
Yeah.
I learn from it as is how I embrace it. But not everybody does that.
No.
How was Sarnia? How did Sarnia treat you? How did the other students treat you?
Okay, so
was the racism there?
The racism is always there.
Yeah,
fair. It depends how you react to it,
yeah.
Right? So 1975, we ended up in Sarnia, backtracking to what we started the discussion with. When we got here, remember, my parents and I were visible. I didn't even know I was a visible minority, to be honest with you.
Right.
I didn't know. So, get here, my dad was like, we need to find culture. There's no culture.
Yeah.
So he worked shift, 12-hour shifts. When he's done his shift, we'd fly back to Toronto, like drive right back to Toronto, or sometimes Montreal, because we came from Montreal. And then we found a family here that was from Trinidad as well, and we're still friends to this day, the Sachems. Like, he's a chiropractor, a doctor here. And we've been friends ever since. There wasn't a lot of culture. My dad started the Afro-Caribbean Club back in the early 80s.
Okay.
He started the Cricket Club,
which
is out in Brights Grove.
Yeah, yeah.
Now that Cricket Club is run by a lot of students from the college. It's all Indian, from India, right off the plane from India. Good cricket too. I live in Brights Grove, I go by and watch it sometimes. So he tried to invent the culture here, and now you see how many Indian restaurants do we have?
Oh my gosh, everywhere.
Right? We have Dolly's and Reggae's, Caribbean restaurants.
Yep.
You know, it is a lot more.
They
for
just
choice.
Had Carib Fest at
yeah.
the college.
Yes, Carib Fest, you know? Yes. Yeah, so it's great to see from my perspective.
Sure.
Now, how is that impacting others who are longtime Sarnia people? It's probably hard for them, I would think. Change is hard. Would you not agree? Like,
yeah.
Use self-checkout. How many people love self-checkout? It's self-checkout, but you're checking me? You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, change is hard for a lot of people.
Yeah, it is.
And I think Sarnia is probably most guilty of that because I, at the risk of sounding racist, which I'm not, hello, I hired two people from the college from India who have really good business degrees.
Oh, yeah.
And one of the questions I asked them, one gentleman, he's not with me, he went back to India, but his buddy is now with me. He was the first person they hired at Walmart from the college.
Right.
And he couldn't understand it. He got in trouble for working hard. And he didn't know any different. He knew to work.
He got in trouble for working
hard. Yeah, they would say, slow down, stop. Take your break, you know.
Wow.
Culturally different work ethics and stuff. And he struggled with it, you know what I mean? He was a kind of a personality that he wanted to be liked, and he felt he wasn't fitting in because he was there to work and to do better for his family. Why did we end up in Canada? Because my dad wanted a better start for my brother and I.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because there's no future in the islands.
Yeah.
You know? So it is different. I can embrace it. My kids are embracing it. My kids are mixed race because my ex-wife's white, so
okay.
And they've noticed the big change for their generation. I'm sure your son's noticed it.
100%.
Right? So I think we're getting there, but I think we're far behind.
We're getting there. Are we, and that's a question that I asked my son and a few others. Are we looking past the color yet? Or sorry, I should rephrase that. Are we looking more past the color than we used to?
So I can answer it this way. If this was 1975, I think we'd have a big problem now. But we're past that. But it's still hard for the new people that are coming in to assimilate. Here's one thing I proposed to the chamber, just in conversation.
Sure.
I said, have you guys taken the time to go, well, you and I would call a variety store.
Right.
I'm not sure what they call them today. We call them convenience. Remember, what was big in our day?
Well, it was convenience store slash variety store.
So remember, there were franchises. It was Max Mill.
Yeah, Becker's.
Becker's, all those ones, right? Yeah. Now they're all independently owned, right? So you go into them, they're either Asian owned, of either like people from like Japan or China, or Indian owned, which in... Let's go to the 80s, they weren't that way.
No.
You know what I mean? So I said, those are probably people who are just looking for somewhere to feel, to want to be a part of, because they're part of our community now.
Right. And you know they just want an opportunity for them and their family.
Even the guy, I forget his name, I think it's Deep. He's the one who bought the car wash next to McDonald's.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Talked with him. He's a DJ from as well. So that's how we connected. How many years have we gone there when it was Italian owned?
It was Felice and his brother.
Yeah.
I worked there.
There you go, right? And now it must be really hard, not hard, different for people, because that was a staple downtown. Go get your car washed, right? Now it's different, right? You know, so are we getting to the other side of where we need to? I think so. Has it been a work in progress? I think it's forever going to be a work in progress. I think politically, we need a change to recognize whether it be more multicultural, whether it be city.
You're talking at a federal level or municipal?
All three levels. I've been asked to run.
Don't do it,
I'm telling you. I'll tell you why I'm not going to do it. Andrea Gillis, who I love to death. So this is going back early 90s. She goes, "Hey, Fabe," she's a client of mine. She goes, "They're having a meeting to elect the representative." It was at St. Clair High School. So she goes, "It's for the Liberal Party back then." And Justin, don't be haters. So she goes, "I want you to come out and take a look because we need someone young and vibrant and everything." So I went out there. And I sat in the gym, it was packed. And after the meeting and everything, she goes, "So what do you think?" I said, "Anne Marie, they're not ready for this." Because it was traditional, what we call WASP.
Yep.
You know? And so that was back in the early 90s. Would they be ready for change today? I don't know.
Well, I think we've seen more different cultures involved in politics, which I think is great to see because it brings different cultures bring different perspectives to things, right? And I've always believed that we North Americans aren't as smart as we think we are. And I think we need to embrace different cultures in order to progress. Like it's no different than you and I having a conversation, although I don't know that we have yet, but if we ever disagreed on something, you and I could and still remain open-minded to each other's ideas and remain peaceful about it at the same time. It's when we feel threatened by other cultures and then we're not as open-minded, I think that's when the friction begins.
Yep.
And then it goes in a different direction.
That's amazing insight.
There
you go. And I think to piggyback on that, you need more culture because it's representing more of the constituents of
Like, I mean, Toronto's the example too, right? And again, like you said, even Sarnia now, it's just very multicultural.
Well, the NDP represent here, I remember Jason McMichael and his last name is Kilner.
Yep.
I went to the Liberal one. This is going back, not the last one, but the one before. I went to the one where the Liberal, it was provincial. So the Liberals lost. I went to the Liberals and the PC was very down mood. When my buddy Joe Santoro was running.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And then I went to the PC or PC to the NDP one. It was young. A lot of multicultural and diversity. They lost, and they are having a really good time with it.
Yeah.
Meaning it really represented who we were in Sarnia. Mm-hmm. Whereas the liberal and conservatives is what Sarnia was.
Right. Well, it showed a step of success for that party.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think we have a long way to go, but I think we can get there. We can get there.
Can we? Well, you get there and then...
I don't think you have a choice.
And then you have to... But then you got to maintain it. Like, I think that's the key. And that comes...
We got to start somewhere,
from
right?
us talking to our children and involving them, you know.
100%.
I see... I mean, I'd vote for you. And I only say that, but that's based on relationships.
Yeah.
Knowing your values, morals, all that sort of stuff. And honestly, that part of it has nothing to do with culture. Mm-hmm. For me, saying I would vote for you,
it'd be the person.
It's the person, yeah. Because I know you pretty well, right? And so that's where I think that, and we go back to the whole relationship thing. You know, if you build relationships with people, sincere relationships with people, not just kissing babies because it looks good, right? I think that's where. If we can get there, and look through the eyes of a man rather than seeing the color first, right?
That's, you kind of sound like Martin Luther King Jr.
Yeah, right. Hey, I'm all about making it work however we got to, right?
I spoke to my staff about, you just said it, we're in a relationship business now. It's relationships because there's too much competition with tech.
Right.
So it's
give me the best price.
Yeah, and that's exactly what it is.
Give me the best coverage for the least amount.
Yes, and it doesn't exist.
Because who wants to even talk? I don't want to talk to my insurance person.
I always say this. If I go in a room today and there's 100 people there, I said, okay, we're talking about insurance. Who's excited?
Yeah, right.
No hands will go up.
Go away, fam. No.
It's one of those things. Like, it's like they always say, the two evils, banking and insurance. Now, I still go into my bank. Here's a good one for you. I deal with TD. Shout out to TD. All the banks are good, by the way. They're all good. I've seen how much that's changed.
Yeah.
I go in there now, and once again, not racist. I go in there. It's all multicultural.
Yeah.
Like my tellers that I deal with.
I can't remember the last time I walked in a bank.
See, and I try to maintain my relationship. I try to maintain visual relationships with people. Maybe that's why I do the DJing, to make myself be relevant.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know? And same with, like, you with the Sting. All your broadcasting and stuff, and people just know who we are, and no matter what we do, right? Yeah. And for a small town like Sarnia, I think it's important. My colleagues in bigger towns like Waterloo or London, I always say to them, hey, how do you market yourself in this day and age for your business? Like, because cooperatives is in every city, you know, and it's hard for them. Where I think it's easier for us, Sarnia being the largest of a small city. You know what I mean? That's what I like to call it. So relationship base, and it for us now, it's, we have a lot of older clients in our portfolio, and it's now to say, hey Dave, you have grandkids or you have kids, we should talk to your kids, and instead of letting them go clickety click all the time, because they're going to need advice,
connect us with that,
you know what I mean. And if you, here's my one thing, everyone in Sarnia, from my bottom, I've been doing this 31 years, whether it be me, cooperators, Desjardins, Hub, BrokerLink, deal in Sarnia because they know Sarnia. When you deal digitally...
We're different than other cities like Toronto.
Because you don't want to be dealing with someone in Toronto who's going to say, yeah, I'll set you up, and they have no idea.
Yeah.
Whereas if you keep your money in Sarnia and you deal with somebody in Sarnia for the advice you're going to need, whether it be in banking or mortgages or insurance, keep it in Sarnia.
Yeah.
Get to know those people. They'll help you out, I'm telling
you. That makes sense. It goes a long way. And then, I can bump into my insurance guy at a party and come... Listen, can I call you later? Because I just have a question or whatever. Like, you're always on, right?
Yeah, you have to.
You have to be. You've talked about a lot of passions here. And one of the things I know is how you love to help people very genuinely. And you do that in many ways. You sponsor a lot of events, your community involved. And what else is a passion for you?
I'll tell you one thing that you and I partner up with. Our good friend, Mr. Adam Dumont.
Yeah.
That one, that's got to go down as one of the best for a single night event, bro.
Yeah, I think
the
so.
The energy in that place.
It's amazing.
You come out of there.
He was on the show last week.
I saw a clip of it. I'm going to sit down and watch it because he's a good guy.
He's amazing.
And that, you know, you get the crowd going. Shout out to this man. You do get the crowd going, and you and him bounce off each other perfect, right? And I'm just so amazed at the, I'm just going by, forget how great the talent is.
Yeah.
Okay. It's the energy from the talent, from the host, from the, it's just a really good, I walk away there feeling so good about myself and about our city.
That's one of the reasons that Adam put it on, actually what he said in the interview, because we talked about during COVID, how are we going to put on Sarnia Sings? Because we were all trying to figure this COVID thing out and how to survive in it. And, you know, it was like, well, we can do this. I could live stream it, you know, for you, and we could put them in a room that's following code. And it was just decided not to, because Adam wanted that feeling that's in the room, it's, and wanted the person that was performing to feel it in the room as well. And it just, we just couldn't do it with live streaming. I said, you know what, let's just wait and we'll come back.
You're the host. You're like, you and Adam are there, but you host that night. Yeah. After each act, the energy, like, I'm in the audience most of the times watching. Yeah. I've been to every one of them. And I'm just blown away. Like, the one that stands out to me from the last one, the gentleman, he did, I think it was a Led Zeppelin. He was just off hook.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the four young girls who did ABBA, because I took my mom.
Yeah.
And she's a diehard ABBA fan.
Yeah.
And these four girls.
I know. They opened their mouth and it was like, wow, there's ABBA.
Unbelievable. Yeah. And then they were doing the little dance. One of my favorite events, bar none.
I keep trying to raise the bar every year. It's getting harder and harder. It's, but
unbelievable.
We got some plans on the works.
And Sarnia, what I love about Sarnia, like, different, there's a lot of organized, sometimes too many organizations, but you always try to do a little bit.
Yeah.
Whether it's a golf tournament or one of the big ones I like is with the Sting 7 Skater. It's for kids. I like doing stuff for kids. So that one I stole. Yeah.
And talk about where that, like, you donate. How's that working?
So 10 years ago, I think this is our 11th year, a beautiful girl who sports and rec program with the college, she came to our office. I was a sponsor, and she goes, you have any ideas? I said, I have a great idea. And I saw it with the Montreal Canadiens, where a little kid comes out with the flag and gets the crowd going.
Yeah.
And she, her name is Jessica Colburn. She's in Toronto now. Love her. She came, we partnered on this idea. She represented the Sting. I said, well, how can we do this? And it still works to today. The kids, they're usually, I say Adam, I know there's different, they call them under 8 or 18, under 12 or 10.
Seventh Skater.
Yes, it's such a great program because they get an authentic Sting shirt.
Yep.
They carry the flag.
Yeah.
Whether it's a playoff game or whatever, the crowd goes insane and the kid feels like $100, like
$1 million. It raises them right up to the top.
And,
they wave that flag like they just got the golden ticket to the Willy Wonka factory.
And they stand there for the national anthem.
And the Sting players come out by them. And,
I remember my kids did it when it was Yakupov and Galchenyuk.
Oh, wow.
You know, the year when they got drafted, my kids were both playing travel. You know, since Dad ran it, stuck them in there, right? and I remember the gentleman I had when they retired Stamkos' number.
Oh.
The whole stadium was packed. And this little guy felt like he was in the NHL. You know what I mean? It's unreal. But it's a great program.
And that money, so then you like match so much per goal.
Yeah,
or
so
however
that's
that works.
Seven Skater. Then we do, this year we're doing the Inn to help, you know, we're going into a lot of hard times. You see it all the time on the news. So this year we switched it from cystic fibrosis to, so it was called Save for a Cure. Now, I don't know, I went to the opening night. It's called Save to Cure Hunger or something, for each save our goalie makes, I do a dollar, Sting do a dollar. It usually works out to about, I'd say, 1,100 saves for the season.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's,
which,
you know,
is great.
Yeah. So, and then we just make a donation back to the community, right? Yeah. So,
and cystic fibrosis was
the original one, now we switched it to the Inn of the Good Shepherd. Yeah. So, that's my charity, personal thing. Love it. My goal is always to find a cure. It's affected my family, so that's my big one. But anything in Sarnia, bro, anything to deal with helping the poor, I love. Helping kids, I love. It's the way you got it. Those who do well need to do good.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. And, you know, like, I think I always say this to the audience and anybody I interview, like, it always comes up that Sarnia always seems to come together.
Unbelievable.
Even when we don't like each other, we still know how to come together and say, this just needs to be done, and what's your resources, my resources, and money, and whatever that looks like. And, like, we pull a lot of good stuff off here in Sarnia, you know? Like, Sarnia Sings, like I say, with the mental health awareness and suicide awareness.
Yeah. Dan Edwards, he does a lot of good stuff.
Yeah,
I love him.
Yeah.
I love his whole How do you be like what he went through and to be so positive?
Right.
And to help so many people.
So many.
Yeah. I see. I love that kind of energy. It's the same energy from the show. Yeah. You know, like it's unbelievable. And Sarnie, I think this is going to sound weird. We're guilty of giving a lot. Like we're guilty of helping a lot. Things like Fusion. Unbelievable event.
Yeah.
Dancing Under the Stars. What's the next? There's a Rotary auction. I always make sure I keep trying. Whether you buy something, you donate something,
yeah,
you or you sponsor, you just do something.
You try to do something. Yeah, it's
nothing
Dancing
better.
Under the Stars, I've never been. I've only gotten, I don't even think I've been to Fusion. Can you get me a ticket?
Wait. We're going together. I already, because it sold out like in 2 hours.
I know, right? And I always
tickets.
Forget about it. And I'm like, boom.
Yeah.
And
yep.
I've called people.
Don't worry, you got a ticket this year. Okay. You'll have the best time there they have.
Go. My wife has been and I've not been.
What? So I'm going to...
The one year I did get
I'm going to write your coattails that night.
Okay, all right.
It's, what is it? Wine, beer, and food. You'll know everyone
Please
there.
Don't be the same night as a Sting game. That's all I got.
Well, it's Friday and Saturday and I have tickets for both. So you choose a night
we'll figure
and we'll
it
go.
Out.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's so you know, give back into the community. You're passionate about helping people, like really passionate about helping people. Mm-hmm. I think that's great. And Music Man, and you know, cystic fibrosis. What else is there that's you're passionate about? Is there anything we missed that really affects you in an impactful way, a strong?
Well, I think we hit on the biggest thing that's affected me in business, if we wanted to use the last 30 years, is I want to see, we touched on it, Sarnia needs to be more embracing not only the youth, we need to embrace youth, which I think we're doing, and it's the whole multicultural diversity thing, right? So there's a lot of there's a lot of rallies for, I always get, I'm going to apologize, the
LGBTQ
there you go.
Plus, that's where I go.
Yes, yeah. So there's a lot. I'm learning about that. It hasn't affected me, and I'm meeting people in that community. You see stuff on TikTok with these different cities who are affected big by it. So it's a learning for me, and that's changing society now. It's the same thing we talked about, racism and color. How are we going to deal with that, or have we dealt with it? You know what I mean. So it's the whole world's changing, bro. Look what in the last few days with. The Middle East, man.
I
did my history thing and I'm trying to learn this. I'm like, really? Today?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's painful to watch. To know that today this is going on.
I have a hard time talking about it because I get emotional with the it's just people, man. Like have your differences, I get it, but I mean, I don't know. I'm not a politician. I'm not a power house of anything, right? You know, but I think.
But you're human.
Right. Yeah. That's at the end of the day. You talked about youth in there. We need to do more for our youth. You think we're doing so? What's missing for our youth here in this community?
Well, if we talk about our kids, which is the elder of the youth,
right?
they were home for Thanksgiving. Where's there for them to go in the way? I remember the days when we were young.
Yeah, besides the bar.
Right. Even to get together with their friends, like even it was at a bar, there's nowhere in Sarnia. Like they're going, you know, my daughter met her friends at Tin. Was this weekend? First Friday? On Friday it was.
Yeah, it was.
Yep. Yeah. And, you know, there's not, whether it's not a bar or where, there just needs to be more of a hub for youth to do
stuff. But is that our fault that there's nothing there, or is it, I don't want to say fault, like if there was something, would they still go out?
I don't know.
Or would they rather be on the phone or video?
Good point.
Like there has to be a willingness to go too, right?
100%.
We had the JVC dance.
Yeah, man.
Overnight dances. Yes. Do you remember going?
But we didn't have distractions, right?
Like no,
we didn't have it. So
we were excited.
Yes.
To dance. Oh, I got to dance with her.
JVC.
Right? Whatever.
Come on, bro.
Yeah.
That was behind Hart. Well, we just called it the Harvey's.
Our old Harvey's, and then it moved over to where Sport Check was, and
Come on.
I worked there.
Come on.
I worked there. I had those electronic billboard sign up there, and I put, you know, Fabian loves so-and-so up on
really?
The thing. Oh, that was me. Yeah.
Isn't that something? Something. JVC Dan.
What's starting to wrap up here? You sort of threw in the word very quickly. Mm-hmm. Retire. Is that
do we ever retire?
Was it, well, you know what I mean, yeah. Like your business and everything.
So I'm,
what can you share? What's the plan?
The plan is this. My dad always said, if you ever become complacent, it's time to retire. Mm. I'm not there yet, but I'm over 50. I'm in my 31st year, all with cooperators. We used to be heavy insurance. Now we're heavily financed with you know, life insurance and investments.
Yep.
Because the insurance part, everyone can do online. So I have staff of 10. We still try to help people in Sarnia. More disasters, you see more rain.
Yeah, right.
You know, not so much fires here, but you saw it out west, you know, north Quebec and all
yeah,
that,
right.
Fires and stuff. So the whole platform of, is that the, you know, the weather thing, climate change? I'm so passionate about what I do, which is protecting people, their assets. So we help people protect assets and build assets, mm-hmm. right? I have a son who's at Fanshawe. Maybe he'll take it over. I don't know. So, I mean, maybe 5 to 10 years more, mm-hmm. you know, but I like to travel. I like to see the world, you know, and I'm very grateful for being in Sarnia. I'm very grateful for this man. I'm very grateful mm-hmm. for what I do. And shout out to Dave Burrows. Your name is Dave, right?
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. You do a lot of good things, eh? And maybe you don't hear it enough, but stuff with the Sting, mm-hmm. you have a very distinct voice, right?
Thanks.
I remember when you were talking about going back to the old days of Fat Moses and stuff and how you've progressed. Mm-hmm. So adapt or die.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Moneyball. Big term for 100%. One of my favorite movies, Moneyball.
I just watched it 2 days
ago. I love that movie, man.
For about the 101st time. Yeah.
Great analytics. Who would have thought? Analytics
right.
is everywhere, right? Look what just happened to the Jays, right?
Yeah, right.
So congrats to you and what you've done and
thanks
how
very
you've...
Much.
You've progressed, and still, I'm going to say it again, that one night I know I'll run into you. It's amazing, but you do a lot of good things, bro.
I really do.
Try.
Thanks
props
so much.
To you, man.
I love you so much, and I appreciate your time here. If you don't know him, you should know a lot about him now, and if you thought you knew him, there's probably more you know about him than you did, and then you get the point, right? We want more people to hear this story about Fabien Jagu and what he just shared with us, so click the love and the like. Wonderful. Click the share button so it gets sent around so we can share his story and everybody else that I talk with here on the show. But as always, it's all the time I got for you this week. Have a great week and an even better weekend. We'll see you next time right here on the show. Bye for now.
Take care.
DJ back in the day.
Back in the day.